The Lord Mayor became desperate because he could not solve the problem, so he decided to ask for help. "Ladies and gentlemen, by order of the Lord Mayor, a large reward is offered to the person who can free us from this plague of mice." A few days later, a stranger arrived at the town square. He was the most curious-looking person ever seen. Tall and thin, he dressed in bright colors and wore a large cape, a hat with a big feather, and pointed shoes. He held a strange wooden pipe in one of his hands. He walked up to the Lord Mayor with sure, firm steps. "Lord Mayor, please do not worry. It will be I who will free Hamelin from the mice."
"My good man, many have tried before but failed. How, may I ask, do you intend to do so?"
"Very easily. I will play my pipe."
"A boy playing a pipe will free us from the mice? Ho, 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 ho! A piper will free us! Ah! Playing a pipe! Ah! I want to see this miracle. If you can do it, I will give you 1,000 gold coins, promised as a reward."
Immediately, the piper began to play his instrument, and a most beautiful melody filled the air. At first, nothing seemed to happen. Then all of a sudden, a little gray mouse came into view. He ran along, then stopped, entranced at the piper's feet. Shortly afterwards, the little head of another mouse appeared, then another, and another. They came out from everywhere. One even popped out from the Lord Mayor's jacket pocket. In no time at all the mice of Hamelin had gathered around, looking rather dazed. Then the miracle occurred.